to the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, fly season's almost here. Fortunately, there's a fly control solution ready to bite back. Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. Corathon Insecticide controls horn and face flies on beef cattle, which in one study resulted in an 11.81-pound increase in weight gain over untreated calves. Bite back at flies with Corathon Insecticide Cattle Ear Attacks. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Purple Wave Auction is selling more than 480 items in a vehicle and equipment auction on April 21st. Bid now on ATV and UTVs, passenger vehicles, pickup trucks, vans, RVs, tractors, trailers, skid steers, generators, and more. Each item will sell without a reserve or minimum bid on Wednesday, April 21st. Bidding is easy. Simply visit purplewave.com to get started. Purple Wave Auction. Straight. Simple. Sold.
Well, with heavy pork production in the Philippines heavily impacted by African swine fever, President Rodrigo Duterte issued an executive order temporarily lowering those tariff rates for imported pork muscle cuts. U.S. Meat Export Federation economist Aaron Boyer explains more.
The Philippines had incredibly high tariffs of 30% within the roughly 54,000-ton quota and 40% otherwise. Those were dramatically cut to 5% within the quota and 15% for out of quota for 3 months. Then tariffs increase modestly from 5% to 10% for the following 9 months, again for within quota, and increasing from 15% to 20% for anything outside of the quota. Then they're set to return to those high rates by April of 2022 if there isn't an extension. And then the piece that we're still waiting on is another potential executive order to expand that quota from roughly 54,000 tons to 404,000 tons. So the increase in the quota is another important piece of this that we're not sure of yet. This really should benefit Philippine consumers. That's clearly why the president went ahead with the tariff reductions, realizing that they need more affordable pork in the Philippines. And really, you're looking at pretty tight global supplies. So for the Philippines to be able to buy more, a 30% tariff was just not going to cut it. You know, we've seen the Philippine government try to utilize various price caps and these types of mechanisms, which don't work. And so the tariff reduction indeed should help bring more product in for Philippine consumers. We obviously aren't the only ones that are going to benefit from this additional demand, and I do expect really strong competition from the Europeans, Spain currently the biggest supplier, although a lot of that has been offals. Canada and the U.S. are the biggest suppliers so far this year on pork cut imports.
For more information, you can visit usmef.org. Well, the Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service reports that production costs for corn and other major commodities are shaped by fertilizer cost. From 2010 to 2019, fertilizer was a major expense in U.S. corn production, accounting for 33 to 44% of operating costs, a category that includes other variable expenses like seed, chemicals, fuel, and repairs. Fertilizer also comprised 16 to 24% of the average corn producer's total cost, which include overhead charges like land cost, machinery depreciation, and farm taxes. Most U.S. corn acres are planted in April and May, and growers often purchase their inputs months in advance. Prices for fertilizer have risen since August 2020, with an even more pronounced surge starting in January of this year. USDA says farmers who made fertilizer purchases for the 2021 corn crop before this uptick may incur some similar fertilizer costs to 2019 and 2020 crops, while those who have waited may pay significantly higher costs. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 15th through 17th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.